Thursday, August 31st. President had me in to his suite in Hawaii this morning to run over some miscellaneous follow-up items. He had two old college chums that live here in the islands that he wanted invited over this evening just before the Japanese dinner so he could say hello to them. Wants to be sure we hit Pilevsky now on his donations above what's been reported. Then got into some scheduling things. He's thinking of doing Providence instead of Boston. He wants to do a noon motorcade somewhere, but thinks Rhode Island would probably be better than Massachusetts, or something in Massachusetts other than a motorcade, where we have a more controlled situation. Or, and it gives us an event with people. Also in New York, he wants to do something before the dinner with the public, some event with an ordinary group of people or an ethnic. He says to book Agnew into the Al Smith dinner and lock him, and then if McGovern doesn't show, the president will preempt Agnew, but the president will not go if McGovern does. But we should confirm to Cardinal Cook that he will do it next year. He's still concerned about California and comes back to that every so often. Doesn't think we're properly set up there. I had a long talk with Rumsfeld about the retail meat prices, and they're ready to send a telegram out to retailers telling them they've got to move them down because producer prices have gone down. He's concerned that if they don't come down, we'll then have to be ready to move, and that'll be a problem because the stocks of the retail chains are depressed, their profit margins are depressed, and they might bite back, and then we'd look incompetent. President had me in after the Japanese meeting. Henry was there part of the time going over his appraisal of Tanaka. He thinks he's shrewd and tough. O'Hara, he agrees, is a snake. He Henry felt that the president had totally outsmarted Tanaka by outweighing him on the key issues and forcing him to take the initiative on them. That Henry kept commenting on how he couldn't help thinking all through the meeting what a disaster it would have been if McGovern had been trying to conduct those meetings. End of August 31st. And end of this side of the tape.